come to next, which is self-service technology. Now, today, increasingly, companies are trying to be customer-facing, but at the same time, they are expecting customers to cooperate. So, customer-centric organization always makes an effort to create a seamless integration of business process, back-end and front-end, and customer service touchpoint specific services. So, wherever customers are touching with your organization for availing certain information or service, they have to deliver undisputed, a seamless experience. The customer-centric organization in such case take two distinct routes to create practical and effective service integration. First, bring in and encourage customers to participate in service creation and service delivery and introduction of a sales service technologies. So, various things are to be done by the customers to get themselves serviced. That is self-service technology. You are ordering. I have put an order with one of the, say, hibiscus hair oil revitalizer manufacturer. So, the moment that payment was made, I got a confirmatory message that this is what your order number is, and I was given a link, manage your order. Okay, see the progress using a link. So, when I click that link, I got a page which says, okay, expected Mumbai, expected, this thing, expected delivery. And when I will frequently see that, I will get a progressive review on that. So, it's a self-service technology. I will not go to their call center or a WhatsApp, this thing, to understand when am I getting my delivery. So, that's where the, you have not only sought the customer participation and you have used self-service technology to your advantage. Customer participation in sales service process means what? So, one had to, you have to see that two-dimensional aspect to that, the level of participation that you expect them and customer as a service co-creator. So, these are the two things that you have to look at, which I will explain. Level of participation means what? Based on the nature of customer touch points and criticality of the outcome that you expect, there can be three levels. Low-level participation. So, supermart. Nothing much, okay. You collect various goods that you want and then stand in the queue where you pay for. So, you have not used any other resource, but you yourself went and bought you wanted to buy. You were guided probably by those aisle coordinator, etc. That's it. Moderate participation. Visiting a stylist, hair stylist, or filing your tax return. So, here you were involved. You kind of did certain tasks before going to stylist, you found out what are the good styles, etc. You refer to their website, etc. And then you were ready. While filing the tax also, it is the same thing. I'll have to prepare a lot of figures and be ready to use the online portal and then feed in the information, which only I did. So, I got my calculation of a tax. Then I have to feed in the data about how much tax already deducted at source. So, that portal will tell me whether I have paid excess tax, so then they will say so much refund has to come to you. So, it's a moderate participation, high participation, educational service. Those who participate in the online courses or like probably students like you doing a distance learning, you have to be actively, highly participating. You have to log in, you have to download the module, you have to refer it, you have to appear for the weekly assessment or graded assessment to get that score, etc. So, high involvement. Okay, but it's a level of participation expected from student is very high. Company have created the platform, that's it. And they have a modules ready, they have various things ready. To extract the benefit, customer will have to participate. Customer is a service co-creator. So, that's another dimension that I told you under the self-service technology implementation. Value is created when the customer and a service provider interact. You create value when there is an interaction. Interaction while production, while consumption, and while delivery of the service. So, right from booking, you are still not interacted. It's only that when the service provider and the customer come in contact, when I call up the call center, my interaction has started. Production, consumption, and delivery. Few salient aspects, therefore, what need to understand is, service firm need to look at how customers themselves can contribute effectively to value creation. Passbook printing book. Okay, now that passbook printing kiosks are there in various banks. So here firm looks at how critical that is, and then can that be automated? Passbook printing is not a very critical this thing. Nobody loses money, neither bank loses nor a fraud can take place. Automate them. So customer will only have to stay in queue, put the passbook, change the paper, which earlier the cashier was doing for you. So find out, firm need to educate and train customers. Initial stage have completely guided menu. So to make customers slowly but steadily take on and become a co-creator, you have to initial phase educate them. I remember the ATM usage, etc. Those days menus were different. They were guiding you step by step what is to be done by you. Now you straight getting straight away the menus because you have now been familiar. I go, I have to put, otherwise they were showing insert card and they were showing what is the card slot looks like on the screen. And then I insert. So they were guided interaction to use self-service technology. Firm should focus on preventing failures. Firm should focus on preventing failures by the customer. So if customer is doing something wrong, guide him instead of waiting for the outcome and then telling him that you did this wrong. So if he is not doing something, stop at that. Help him to rectify and then move forward. So prevent the failure. As many failure or less, customers will be encouraged to use self-service technology. Technology has led to evolution of various self-service options. So these are some of them. Briefly though, I will explain. Fixed sequence, FSST. It is parking lot, you know, gate. When you enter any parking lot, public parking lot, the preventer comes, your slip is issued, which shows the time and the date that you entered. It opens, you go. And then when you are moving out of that other slot, again you are stopped, your time is calculated and amount is declared. So much you have to pay. If it is 60 rupees per hour, if you have waited there for 1 hour 45 minutes, 120 rupees. So you have to make that 120 rupees payment. When that payment is successful, the obstruction will move and you will go out. That is fixed sequence. Everything happens in a particular way. Variable sequence. Things can happen this first, next this thing, next time this first, next thing. So it's like in a ATM. Every time it is not that customer has to withdraw. Some customers come for knowing the minimum balance. Some customers come for getting the cash withdrawal. Some customers use ATM for some banking service. So variable sequence. Playback. Answering machine. So you have those answering machine. When you reach home, very popular abroad, and you start that, so it will give you quick one-to-one account of what all calls have come or the instructions have come. That's a playback. Numerical control, NSST, animation, punch card, finger scan, they are numerically controlled. They are in the back end, converts the scanned image into numerical this thing and then matching happens. Intelligent, that is autopilot mode. When you say the aircraft is on an intelligent or autopilot mode means, or there are those today's EV cars and there are cars which say Google and even Musk is developing, they are supposed to run on autopilot, that is intelligent SST. Expert system, medical diagnosis, telemedicines, you call up a doctor, he will see your report online, he will guide you. So there is another end, there is an expert, so that's an expert system, SST. But you are still at your home getting things done and there is a moderator, pristine care or like that, or there are those apps which you download to get the expert doctor consultation. So these are all nature of sales service technologies that is proliferating our world. You should be aware. Self-service technologies need to ensure that customers' reluctance to change. Now the biggest problem is customers aligned to change or reluctant to change? Is the customer accepting it or prevent its usage? He is averse to using it. So now how can you not make customer averse to using self-service technology? How you encourage him to use self-service technology? In other words, you have to take these six steps or six things into account. Develop customer's trust first of all. Customer should believe it is done for his good. Customer should know that there is nothing that will go against him or he will be punished, penalized for using it. Understand customer's habit and expectations. Also, you must know what is he doing today, what are his normal habits and what are his expectations from the self-service technology that may be. Because he is participating, he is seeing an automated things happening, his expectation may be a bit of a higher order level. So, can you fulfill that? Pre-test new procedures. Do not introduce procedures without any pre-test. Same way, if you have developed a new equipment, please pre-test it. Do not test when actual customers are using it. And when they start encountering a problem, they will say, ye machine to bahut problematic hai. Ye to difficult hai mere liye. You know, publicize the benefit. Call loud and tell people how it is helping thousands and lakhs of people. So, publicize the benefit that this self-service technology is going to bring. Time saving, convenience, it could be saving of money, etc. Something which you should publicize. Say for example, railway have introduced that smart card. So, they publicize the benefit, save 3%. So, it's an immediate rational benefit that they are offering. Okay, teach customers to use innovation and promote trial. Encourage them to be open to using a new process, new systems, and encourage them to try them. Make the trial experience in itself by using some other principles that you should have tested. You know, you have kind of ensured that things are easy to understand, etc. And you are guiding customers. And monitor performance and continue to seek improvement. Okay. So, monitor what is happening with this SST that you have implemented, where there are hitches, where there are most problems happening, and try to continuously improve so that customer will see that you have improved and therefore he will be encouraged to use. So, this is the way you make your SST acceptable to the customer. So, that's another important aspect. So, we enter the next section called customer experience transformation. How you make entire engagement experiential, how you create that transformation, a framework to achieve measurable result in business. So, transformation is not merely just implementing anything but measuring the outcome. So, customer experience is the sum total of all experiences that a customer has with a supplier of goods over the duration of their relationship. Over the duration of that relationship, it is not one transaction, it is multiple transaction over 6 months, 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, whatever that he is related to that supplier. From awareness, discovery, attraction, interaction, purchase, use, cultivation and advocacy. So, this is how customer go when he is linked to you. His experience will start with awareness, he will discover new things. He will feel attraction towards the experience that you are providing, the warmth of interaction, okay, how simple it is to make a purchase transaction, etc. So, he becomes an advocate. It can also be used to mean an individual experience over one transaction. If you have done a proper setup, even one transaction will be a experiential transaction for customer. So, one is to look at those areas and to see that things are better aligned. So, that's what gives the good customer experience. So, we are trying to get the framework understood to achieve measurable results in your customer experience transformation phase. There's a growing recognition to this. Successful business influence people through engaging, authentic experience delivering and that render personal value. He feels that he's got something personal a value out of engaging with you. Customer experience and customer relationship, they also go hand in hand. Management has to recognize increasingly that the importance of managing the customer experience is very critical in relationship development. Customers receive some kind of experience ranging from, it could be positive or negative during their interaction. Now, interaction can be over a period. So, that one need not forget. It has been shown that a customer perception of an organization is built as a result of their interaction across multiple channels. So, getting good experience in one but not getting good experience in the other is not right. Whatever touch points or the multiple channel that you open for customers, you have to strive to deliver consistent experience to the customer. So perception favorably will get poised only if you achieve consistency on your delivery, okay, across multiple channels. So we come to a stage of understanding how do you manage customer experience. So this section is about, though the section overall title is same, we will be learning about customer experience management. So goal of any customer experience management platform is to move customers from satisfied customers merely to loyal customers. We have earlier in one of the chapter learned how satisfied customer can give you growth and profitability. So organization drives, you know, to make as many customers relate with them, relationship building and making it loyal, making them loyal. Then form loyal to promoter, make the loyal customers your promoter. They should self-promote your organization in the product. Whilst customer relationship management is an enterprise focus and designed to manage customers for maximum efficiency, customer experience management is a strategy that focuses operations and processes of a business around the need of the individual customers. Both are not mutually exclusive. Your platform, that is customer relationship management, may be more intra, but that's not the limitation in terms of delivering an experience, because one has to understand that experience comes out of your understanding the need of your individual customer and then drafting your strategy to render some unique experience that you want to give. You should be very clear about and then think through how that need and your way of fulfilling that need will create the desired experience for the customers. That is your that is what your make or break factor. So here we are going to see some framework. Essentially, friends, I will briefly explain. This is a framework, customer experience management. We have to briefly understand, it starts with the need recognition, need identification. It moves to educating the customers. Educating includes information. Educating also requires customers to fulfill certain ways of doing things, including the participation in the self-service technology, etc. Then comes the endorsement. They have to like kind of become, you know, they should like recognize what have you done for them. So that's what happens. They will get into evaluation. You must facilitate evaluation. You have to pursue with them to evaluate you. Okay. Then comes the selection, that is selection of you as a, the way you want to deliver that experience to the customer. So you will select, develop those options. You will implement and get the opinions from the customers, that is horse's mouths, that then you work towards developing loyalty, convert them into trusted advisor. Finally, they will become promoter. They will do the advocacy for you. So what does this means? It is not a tactics, it is a way of life. So these are those milestones in that. CEM is a strategy that focuses the operation process of a business around the need of an individual customers. So need of an individual customer is a very important line. Focus on the importance of the experience. So experiential interaction is planned. Okay, you have understood the customer need, you have developed some solutions, but you have to plan to create an experience, discipline, methodology and a process used to comprehensively manage a customer's cross-channel exposure. Customers will go to any channel that you have opened for him and create an interaction and a transaction with the company. It should fulfill his expectation across any channel. That's why the today the challenge, even in the distribution we have learnt, is a multi-channel environment is very, very difficult to manage, very challenging. Weaves together strategies, department process models and information technology to design, manage and optimize end-to-end customer experience process. So you have to therefore weave together your various other strategies standalone. They may not be like directly related to the experience delivery, but you have to see that across department, across various processes that you have defined, the way you are serving the information, etc., so that everything is optimized to give that expected customer experience. Okay, you have planned for it, you have designed it, and you have to deliver it seamlessly. And customer should experience it the way you wanted him to experience. So, continuing our understanding about customer experience management, mobile is really adding a new dimension to that experiential management. HDFC Bank, for example, presents messages in either Hindi or English, depending on the language preference that customer has. Many have adopted that. This is one of it. One of the most advanced forms of mobile marketing is evident today, which is a location-based messaging. So, based on the location you are, you get certain tips and advisory. Bank of America, for example, is planning to deliver a real-time deal and offers to its customers. So, based on what they see customer is doing, the deal is informed. Leave that. I have currently during the Diwali experienced this from the Flipkart, which is Alia Bhatt. Alia Bhatt, first of all, I am getting a message on my WhatsApp. Kindly provide us your first name and the surname. We want to give you a unique experience. So, when I did that, it's not that Flipkart doesn't know. I still wonder why they asked me, but it may be technology need. When I submitted that, immediately I got a video. That video starts with, "Hello, Mr. Ashish Hathi." So, I was surprised, Alia Bhatt taking my name. And then, of course, the normal offer. So, you see that the way things are getting personalization oriented. So, that's the power of mobile. Today's mobile channel encompasses a full range of capabilities that can both enhance the customer experience and enable sale. It is not only an experiential channel, it gives you the growth in sale also. For example, mobile alerts bring big benefit to the customer experiences. When you get alerts, you are able to act on it if it is of your interest. Similarly, mobile marketing software can boost the sales growth. Sales growth can happen through the qualifying the lead and then engaging better with him and then enabling the sales closure. Developing a mobile strategy that can both improve the customer experience and drive sale is one of the challenging which the banks today face. So, mobile strategy development is again a strategic perspective. You cannot have the tactical approach to mobile marketing, and that has to do with the maximum part of customer experience. That's the tool which is going to give the maximum experience to the customers. If you fail there, you fail in terms of customer experience management. So, that's a big challenge. Banks, for that matter, every organization. Okay. So, now having understood customer experience management, what it is, we wish to just take you towards understanding the difference between CRM and CEM, customer relationship management and customer experience management. There's a theory which says left brain, right brain kind of thing. CRM is more aligned with the left brain. Okay. Here, it's an internal, intra to organization, customer's value to enterprise. It looks at what is the value that this particular customer offers to the organization. Systems and transactions and the processes are aligned to meet organization's way of working, and therefore it offers a functional value. Okay, functionally it will create a smooth working. But what about customer experience management? They say customer experience management is a right brain, very sensitive. Enterprise's value to customer. Enterprise looks at what value you can offer to the customers vis-a-vis customer as a value to the enterprise, totally different. Okay. People in transaction, and this customer experience management is all about people, process, and creating a transaction, the way of transaction that is happening, which is an experience in itself, and therefore it rests on emotional value. It doesn't rest on functional value. It rests on emotional value for the customer. So, that's a big difference that CRM vis-a-vis CEM. So, we are just understanding further the framework of for an outstanding customer experience. We have understood the difference. Analytical capability supports the entire transformation and enables companies to gain visibility. you get that analytical ability through CRM that supports the entire transformation, okay, towards customer experience management and enables companies to gain visibility, insights and foresight across their business activities. Bringing all this together, companies will move towards creating higher customer value and ultimately emotional bend. So when you emotional bond, when you do this based on the insight, okay, and when you put all together to create an experience, what you create is emotional bond is created. Very important message additionally out here is that every time during customer interaction, it's not your customer facing employee which is responsible. For efficient customer experience management, company needs to understand that the roots of customer experience success or failure lie deep within and around the company and not just with the customer facing employee. You cannot make them responsible. Everything has to integrate to deliver. So now we come to, having understood this previous section, customer experience transformation. That is your, how do you work your transformation? We understood the basic framework, which is going to give you a measurable result in the business. So we move to the next section, blueprint of customer experience. So developing a flow chart, developing a way of working that is going to give the customer experience. It is vital to develop a blueprint with a clear and a very detailed definition of the experience the company wants to continuously deliver. So that is to be in mind. What is it? One end you found the need, you have developed another end, the product, service, solution. You understand how the need is going to solve it, and to make this thing really come alive, certain experience has to be delivered. Many organizations are today striving to deliver a different experience individually, but at least the customer facing organizations, which is not said too much personalization driven, at least wants to deliver that one experience seamlessly every time the customer interacts. So this decision, so that has to be very clear in your mind. This description should therefore incorporate how the customer should feel in a macro journey. In his overall journey with you, what should he get a feeling about you? How the sales, marketing and service team supports this journey? So what is each one's support required in this? Companies should aim to develop a relationship where customers identify with the organization on an emotional level, being strong advocate or even fans. So those are the customers it is worthwhile to develop your relationship. Again, relationship marketing is not about dealing with every customer. Friends, Pareto rule applies. It's like focus on those 20% of the customers which gives you 70% of the volume. So one has to be very focused. Whom are you going to service? So that's where the blueprint also has to focus. The buying experience is being reinvented. The customer shifts from traditional point of sale, such as branches or shops, to multi-channel information gathering through blogs and social media and connected cross-channel shopping. So they do things like, they use the multi-channel environment to their advantage. Are you aligned to that? Your blueprint has to keep that in mind, development. Recognizing this shift, company should deliver a seamless transition between channels with a centralized record of the customer's past interaction. So what it means is, while you do this, you have to recognize the shift which you have done it. Company should deliver a seamless transition between the channels with a centralized record of the customer's past interaction. Record of the past interaction should be available across the touch points. Customers may end up any touch points. Your executive there cannot say that, you know, here I do not have your information, etc. This avoids the customers having to repeat various information again. Before they start detailed planning of customer experience strategy, before you plan that, okay, your company should closely examine return on investment. That is unsaid. Everything that you implement for an organization, there is to be a monetary benefit, which is measured through return on investment, the case for change. So aligned to that ROI, you have to put up your case for change. If this is implemented, how will organization benefit? So that is to be developed. So these two aspects is to be kept in mind. So friends, we have covered a very important chapter on business process management, business intelligence, etc., and overall customer experience management part. With that, this chapter completes here. Thank you.